AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The House is expected to vote on President Trump's tax and spending cuts package this morning. The Senate has already approved the bill. Republicans worked past midnight to try and round up support. There's concerns over adding to the national debt and cuts to Medicaid. A judge declined to set Sean Diddy Combs free on bail ahead of his sex crime sentencing. Combs was convicted on two prostitution-related counts. He was found not guilty of sex trafficking and racketeering charges that would have carried a mandatory 15-year sentence to a maximum of life in prison. Rescuers are searching for around 30 people who were missing after a ferry sank and four people died the previous night near Indonesia's resort island of Bali.
As of Thursday afternoon Indonesia time, over half of the people had been rescued from the ferry's 53 passengers and 12 crew members. The National Search and Rescue Agency says the KMP ferry sank almost half an hour after leaving Ketapang Port in East Java late Wednesday for the 30-mile trip to the island of Bali. A helicopter and nine boats have been searching for survivors with help from fishermen and people on shore. Indonesian authorities are investigating the cause of the accident. Survivors have told rescuers there appeared to be a leak in the engine room of the ferry, which was carrying quite a lot of vehicles and trucks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The government's top vaccine official working under Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. recently restricted the approval of two COVID-19 vaccines, Novavax and Moderna. The decision disregards recommendations from government scientists, according to federal documents released on Wednesday. Microsoft says it's laying off about 9,000 workers, making it the second mass layoff in months. More than 800 workers tied to Microsoft's headquarters in Redmond, Washington, were among those losing their jobs. This is AP News. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports Kilmar Abrego Garcia describes harsh treatment in a prison in El Salvador.
Severe beatings, sleep deprivation, and psychological torture are among the things Kilmar Abrego Garcia says he was subject to in El Salvador's CICOT megaprison. The new details added to a lawsuit against the Trump administration that Abrego Garcia's wife filed in Maryland federal court after he was mistakenly deported in March. Abrego Garcia says after arriving, he was kicked and hit so often that by the following day, he had visible bruises and lumps all over his body. And he says he and 20 others were forced to kneel all night long, guards hitting anyone who fell. Abrego Garcia is now being held in a Tennessee jail at his own attorney's request as he awaits trial on federal human smuggling charges. I'm Ben Thomas.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.